Welcome to Leash on Life this week, Jim Field, along with Andrea Ferrier. And boy, it's become a real cat haven out there at the Atlantic Animal Shelter this week. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to be here. And yes, it is cats, and more cats out there. We actually don't at this point right now, which things can change, but we don't have any dogs available for adoption. But don't let that stop you if you're looking for a pet. You should consider a cat.
Should always window shop because the inventory changes constantly.
Oh, you know, if you come window shop, you're going to come home with something. They're just adorable. They're so, so cute. And we've got cats of all ages, young cats mostly, but certainly you can get in on a kitten. You can get in on a little older one. We'll start with Aldo. He's a 2-month-old male kitten, and he's current on all of his shots. We've got records on him from Atlantic Animal Health, so he'd be a great one if you're maybe new to this whole thing and don't know what is involved in caring for a new cat. But then we have those 3 orange tabbies that I've been talking about. They're about 10 weeks old. These are the ones I've referred to as calendar kittens. They are unbelievably cute. I just want to take them all home, but it's 2 females and 1 male on those tabbies. If you're in for something a little bit older, we've got a 6-month-old black and white kitten. He wandered in Monday afternoon, actually, which I think just shows he's looking for a new home if he came in on his own. You know, we also have a small white and gray kitten. She's female, very young. She's about 8 weeks old. So in addition to that, we also then have news. We've had a black and white mama who's been at the shelter for several weeks, and she just had 6 very healthy kittens. So perhaps the calendar kittens or the ones that we've got here don't appeal to you so much, and you're looking for a young black or black and white kitten. Well, you can put one of these on hold. They won't be ready for 6 to 8 weeks, but you can watch them grow. You know, come visit them, see how they are.
Can they stop in now, maybe put their name on one?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. We aim to please in matching up these pets with new owners. And if you're thinking about maybe wanting a kitten, but, you know, for even just a little further down the road, we have another mama right now. We've got a tiger striped female, and she is expecting. So she's not adoptable right now. And, of course, we have no idea how many kittens she'll have or what they'll look like, but that's part of the surprise. So we are very full on cats right now, and we're hoping people will come find a new pet.
But that all changes so quickly, though, too. You sometimes get a run of folks who will come in, and the next thing you know, all of a sudden, it's heavy with dogs, too. You just never know how things are going
to
change.
From day to day, it is amazing. Even from week to week when I come in, I always think, you know, I look at last week's and I go, wow, it's so different than it was before. So we do encourage people to keep up. We try to put things up on our Facebook page, Atlantic Animal Shelter, and also on petfinder.com. You can always call the shelter at 243-2287 or stop by Mondays through Fridays from 2:30 to 5:30 or Saturdays 8 to noon. Although I will mention that this coming Friday, July 19th, we will be closed. So if you want to look at a kitten, do it, you know, a different time than that.
They can do that. Very good. Stop in, make the call. And two, just as an example real quick. How long does it take to actually adopt an animal from the Atlantic Animal Shelter?
Oh, the paperwork is extremely minimal. If you come in and it's a good fit and you're ready, we can be ready. Fill the paperwork out. It's $10 for a cat, $25 for a dog, and you can be taking home a brand new friend.
Very good. Well, help them move all those cats. Got a lot of them there, and they'd make some really good pets, especially those little kittens for some young ones maybe at your home. Andrea, thanks for coming by, and good luck moving those animals.
Thanks so much. And when you go see the kittens, make sure you tell the people at the shelter you heard about them on KJAN.
Great. That's Leash on Life. We'll talk again next week.